Now, the outdoor season here in New England may be just about over, but what do you do during the season to get updates throughout the season? Well, that's pretty easy, and today's guest can help you with that. We're talking to one of the members of New England Ski Update here on the Ski Rex Media Podcast. How we doing, everybody? Once again, it is Tim from Ski Rex Media taking you down the old road to the end of the Ski Rex Media podcast season. Season 5 coming to a close, season finale coming up in a few weeks, couple of weeks actually, 2 weeks, and I hope you're having a good season end out there. Yes, there's still plenty to be had out there if you're interested in some springtime skiing. Going to be pushing close to summer skiing in some places, I've heard. I don't know for sure. Check your local update channels, whether it be podcasts or newspapers or the internet or podcasts like this. Keep an eye out. Like, even here in New England, here in Vermont, Killington's Superstar Glacier open. People are loving it. It is all bumped up for you bump lovers out there. Looks great. It looks great if you're into that kind of skiing, man. It looks fantastic. And it is going to be open till the end of May. I think they said May 27th was their target. Will they make it? I don't know. We've had some warm ones. But nothing over 70. So not super warm, just nice. It's kind of nice springtime weather here. Sure, it's going to be awesome for skiing, especially if you're going up to Superstar or if you're heading out to the backcountry. Here, we all know the big draw is Tuckerman Ravine over there in New Hampshire, looking face-to-face with Wildcat Mountain, which I believe is closed or closing soon. There's plenty of places that can tell you these that information, and today that information is going to come from New England Ski Update, which I found on Instagram, of all places, and they're forever putting out what trails are opening, what trails are closed, who's open, when they close. Award season for them, and we'll talk about that more in the interview, but they are there. They are a resource, one that I follow, and one that has shared my stuff on multiple occasions, stuff from Ski Rex Media, so that's pretty awesome. As for me, yes, the Ski Rex Media podcast season is coming to a close. The season finale is coming to the close in 2 weeks, and we have a panel featuring various folks who have been on Ski Rex Media podcast before, so that should be a lot of fun. And you know, I thought it was a lot of fun. I actually already recorded it. That's the beauty of a recording podcast versus doing live. I've already recorded the season finale, so I already know how it ends. But I'm not going to give you any spoilers. You know what I'm saying? Nobody likes spoilers. Sometimes you don't care about spoilers. There are times I don't care about spoilers. I've had plenty of spoilers for the film series Rebel Moon over there on Netflix made by Zack Snyder. And I've had some spoilers there, but I absolutely don't care because most of those spoilers are talking about how bad it is. And I was already guessing that it was going to be pretty bad. Zack Snyder, totally overrated filmmaker. I don't even like using terms overrated and underrated, but in this case it applies. But that's neither here nor there. If we're going to talk film here, we should probably talk ski films, and that is something I might be doing at some point during the summer. I might try a little something over on Patreon. I might make my own commentary track for some ski films, both fiction and nonfiction. There's a few that I have set up that I've never seen that I have to watch. Documentaries, like I said, fictional stories, you know, things like Aspen Extreme, Hot Dog the Movie, these type of things. I might take the little bit of knowledge that I have in filmmaking, the little bit of study that I've done, and I think I know what I'm talking about pretty fairly often. I'm pretty good, I think, who knows, and make you a commentary track. You download it, you watch the movie, it'd just be like having a DVD or Blu-ray special feature with the commentary track, if you're into it. Who knows? Then again, maybe we'll go into the Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Riff Tracks world and just rip on these movies. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, that's for the summertime, which we are getting into, like I said. And then we'll be moving on to the next season. Season 6 of the Ski Rex Media podcast. 6 seasons. I've already done 5. Can you believe it? It doesn't feel like it to me. You know, getting ready for expo season, preseason. I've already been down to Boston once for the Boston Outdoor Expo. A lot of fun. It was the inaugural Outdoor Expo. A lot of fun, put on also by Raccoon Media, the same folks who put on the Snowbound Expo. This was the sister expo to the Snowbound Expo there in Boston. Exact same venue, exact same part of that venue, just much smaller, but it was the, you know, the first one. And it's great for those who want to keep, you know, we a lot of us stay in the mountains participating in one of various mountain type sports, or at least outdoor sports or activities. We're talking hiking, we're talking climbing, we're talking mountain biking. All these are represented there, including camping, RVing, tons of different food options, actually, oddly enough. But again, some geared towards like backpacking or things like this, you know, long trip hiking, multi-day hikes, things like that. Say you're doing the Appalachian Trail or the Long Trail here in Vermont or the Batona Trail down there in New Jersey or the Pacific Coast Trail or is it Pacific Crest Trail? Wow, I just completely blanked on what the C means in PCT. But if you're out there doing that one, you know, if you're doing multi-day hikes, you know, you need your food options. And there were many different ones utilizing new technologies to bring all the flavor, but make it nice and healthy, even though you're out there. We consider processed stuff not necessarily the most healthy foods in the world, but these are working on that. And it was very cool. Ran into Stephen Morgan down there, talked to him for a minute, just for a minute, because he was busy and I wasn't working it. I went down with a free ticket. As soon as they popped free tickets at the end of Snowbound, I got one, went down, very awesome. So I talked to Stephen Morgan for a second. I saw Adam Jabber from the Out of Collective over at the Colorado Ski Shop. Set up over there. I didn't get to talk to him. He was a bit busy talking to other folks, so I wasn't going to bother him. But shout out to Adam Jabber over there in the Out of Collective and those folks, Mr. Adam X and so forth. Lot of fun. They had speakers. It was just small. Used half the space, I think Steve said. But they're ready for next season and next year, the Outdoor Expo, the second Outdoor Expo is going to be twice the size. Same spot, likely, but twice the size, and they do a good job with these expos and these trade shows, man. A lot of fun, highly recommended. It's just fun, and you can get a ton of information there of all different types, different products. You know, you can do all kinds of things. I actually bought a print from one of the exhibitors down there. His name is Matt Champness, and he does paintings of ski areas, and he happened to have a print of Whaleback. He had a few of them. And he was telling me that the Whaleback one is pretty popular. I know I'm doing a lot of ums today. It's been a rough morning, let me tell you. But Matt does a lot of paintings of a lot of different ski areas, you know. And one of the ones people are usually surprised. This is what he's telling me. He's like, people are surprised to see the Whaleback one, so it's very popular. So I bought one from him, and he's probably going to be on the podcast next season. Matt is going to be on the podcast next season, and a representative from Summit Snowboards and the Snowboard Store. Snowboards. Wow. Oh my God, I'm going to leave that biff in because it's my only biff, and that was bad. So try again. Next season on the Ski Rexpedia podcast, we've already had a confirmation of a representative from Summit Ski Boards and SkiBoardStore.com that's going to come in, talk ski boards, because I talk a lot about ski boards, but we don't ever usually get to do a full episode about ski boards. And Matt Champness, who painted the Whaleback he did the painting of Whaleback that I picked up, the print I picked up, he's going to be on there talking art, which we do here, snow sports and art, and all of that. And this one from Whaleback is awesome. I actually took a picture of it to show John Hunt, the executive director of Whaleback. I sent him a text message with a picture. I was like, dude, dig what I just picked up. And he thought it was awesome. Speaking of Whaleback Mountain, the Ski Rex Media podcast is brought to you in part by Whaleback Mountain. That's right. You all know, if you've been a longtime listener and fan and friend of Ski Rex Media, you know I love Whaleback Mountain. Not just because it's the closest mountain to the Ski Rex Media HQ at 15 minutes from my front door, not because it's one of the most accessible mountains you could get to anywhere in the world, I think, because it is right off the exit 16 off I-89. It's practically the only thing on the exit. There's a gas station, two gas stations, and a couple of other businesses, but they are the big game off exit 16 on I-89 in Enfield, New Hampshire. I love the mountain because it is just awesome, and people say that and they love it and they ski it and they say they love it. I very rarely hear a bad word about it, and when I do, I question it. I say, why do you think that? Because I love it and it is awesome. Skiing Whaleback, it's like you have everything you could ever want in a small package. They have groomed runs. They have natural runs. They have tree runs. They have night skiing. They could teach you how to do it. They have T-bar. They have a rope tow. They have a carpet lift. They have a chair lift. It's small package. You can let the kids go free, and everybody always ends up at the same spot. All trails end at the chair lift, and it's very easy to get to. A lot of fun. Beautiful lodge. Brian from Instagram, a fan and friend and a participant in Ski Rex Media podcast panels for the beginning and end of the season, he was pleasantly surprised. He loved it. He thought it was great. And he says that during the Ski Rex Media season 5 finale of the podcast. So it's a great place. People love it. I think you should check it out too. Plus, they don't stop in the summer. This summer, they have their disc golf course open, volleyball court open. You can walk and hike up it if you want to. They can help you with your event. Do you need an event space? They could take care of that. There's camps for the kids. There's also their music series. There's always live music going on over there. And again, coming up soon is the three-peat performance of the Adam Ezra Group. Awesome show. The first two were incredible right off the back deck. And this year, I'm going to say right now that Adam Ezra and the band are going to perform just as well. It's going to be awesome. They love doing the show. Whaleback loves having them. John Hunt has openly admitted he has a crush on the entire band. Not any one member of the band, but the entire band. I don't know how his wife feels about it, nor do I know how the band feels about it, but that's okay. Always something going on at Whaleback. Check them out. Whaleback.com. Whaleback, ski it to believe it. Also, the Ski Rex Media Podcast is brought to you in part by Embrace Compression. Embrace. These are folks that also know about some of the expos run by Raccoon Media. Embrace, out of England, out of the UK. The Raccoon Media puts on similar expos to what they have here. They have snow shows and outdoor shows and running shows over there, and Embrace is part of that. Why? During this time of season, Embrace Compression leggings will help you with your running, will help you with your cycling, will help you with your hiking. Beautiful pair of leggings. You put these on, they have built-in knee support, built-in hip support, compression throughout, support for your back. It's like wrapping yourself up in wonderful, tight, compression, cozy, whatever you want to call it. It's wonderful. It'll keep you moving longer. It feels great. We know this. If you've ever had an injury, you use compression tape. Makes it feel better. It makes your recovery feel better. Knee support, we know that, especially in skiing. That's how I got into Embrace. I-M-B-R-A-C-E, mind you. That's how I got into Embrace. I talked to the founder of Embrace, Jeff Hansen. He was on the podcast. He sent me a pair of their snow sports leggings. Awesome. I have not felt that good skiing in years. It is wonderful. The knee support feels great. The hip support feels great. You could put heat packs in the back support for your back. And these aren't just one size fits all. They have the different sizes, but they were designed in part by a woman, Shemi Alcott, British Olympian, four-time Olympic alpine skier. And she's like, we got to do something that will work for the ladies too. And they do. When you order a ladies version of the snow sports leggings, they're going to fit you better. They have other features that are very women-centric. Very awesome. Very cool. I love them. I support them. I say get your own. I have the snow sports leggings. I have the Dynamic Plus leggings, and I wear them as often as I possibly can. Even if I'm not doing sports, that's how good they feel. Go to embrace.com. The link is 100% in the description, and you can use my code SKIREX10, SKIREX10, to get 10% off your order. How awesome is that? Plus, I'm an affiliate, so I'll get a piece of that order. You know what I'm saying? Making a little money for everybody, but the product is sound. The product is awesome. Worldwide shipping. I can't recommend them enough. I say get yourself a pair, whether you get the Dynamic Plus for the summertime, springtime, and falltime sports, running, cycling, skating probably, or you get your snow sports pair for your skiing and your snowboarding and your ski boarding and your telemark, whatever it is. Embrace.com has you covered. Go there, get it, use my code, link in the description. Shout out to Embrace Compression. Also, speaking of Whaleback Mountain, Whaleback Mountain shows up on New England Ski Update. Yes, they absolutely do. Why? Because they're in New England. And we do talk about how the team down there, James and Liam, they wanted to get to Whaleback to do it in person this year, but it just didn't work out, which is a bummer because that was originally what that's originally when I was going to meet up with the New England Ski Update guys, was at Whaleback, but it didn't happen. But that is okay because they still put in the updates from Whaleback Mountain. And again, they repost some of my stuff on social media, Twitter and Instagram. So a lot of my stuff has Whaleback. So they're posted for me, they're posted for them. You know what I mean? Yeah, so Whaleback, with a lot of love for Whaleback, man. And everybody loves Whaleback, like I said, in the ad read. But if you didn't hear the ad read, that means you're a Patreon subscriber. And I appreciate you doing that. That's right, Patreon subscribers, for $1 every month, you get stuff that's behind the paywall. That's not just on my social media or the podcast. In fact, the podcast, you get it early on Sunday, ad-free, no ad read. It's pretty cool, right? Head over to my Patreon page, patreon.com/skirexmedia, to check that out. $1 a month. And during the summer, I'm going to try and add a few things in here, do a few things different on Patreon to make it a little bit more valuable. You know what I'm saying? So check that out, please. Also, do not forget to follow, subscribe, whatever word they use, to the Ski Rex Media podcast in your favorite podcast app. If it's follow, follow. If it's subscribe, subscribe. Leave your ratings, your reviews. 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts before. You can also go to SkiRexMedia.com. There you can find all the Ski Rex Media information you need, including contact information, my social media links, the email, contact@SkiRexMedia if you want to send me something. You could go to SpeakPipe.com/SkiRexMedia or find the link on SkiRexMedia.com to get to the voicemail. Leave me a voicemail. Everything is encouraged. Questions, queries, concerns, criticisms, birthday shoutouts, anniversary shoutouts, I hate you shoutouts, I hate this that goes on in the mountain, criticisms of mountains, whatever it is, snow sports related specifically, please do your best, and you can do it anonymously if you want, and I'll put it up here on the Ski Rex Media podcast, or if I get some voicemails during the summer, I'll put it up on our social media, and we'll address it, we'll do bits with that. Again, you don't have to leave your name if you don't want to, but I would appreciate it if you did because I love fan interaction. You will get a shout out. And lastly, don't forget to check out the merch shop, also linked on SkiRexMedia.com. And when you check out the merch, you'll notice right now there's only one thing, but there's going to be more stuff popping back up there. We're getting the merch shop back together so you can show your support for Ski Rex Media. Some of the beanies are out there. A couple of people have bought them, and they were also put out as a prize for one of the local junior local championships and ski events, ski event and competition down there at Pat's Peak. So there's Ski Rex Media stuff out there, my friends. You could buy your own, and you could also do the sticker request. New stickers will be ready to go soon enough, right? Right. Okay, I've babbled enough about me. And again, I do thank you for listening to the Ski Rex Media podcast and following Ski Rex Media on social media. But for now, we're going to talk about another social media person, and that is New England Ski Update. And we're going to move on with the interview with me and James Morrison from New England Ski Update. Dig it. Ski Rex Media is from New England. We know that. We know that I grew up in New England. We know that I ski New England most of the time, about 99% of the time. Very rarely am I outside of the region. And one day I'm going to do the entire region. I talk about it all the time. One of these days I will get down to Yawgoo Valley in Rhode Island and get it done. And now what am I going to do if I want some information and I don't want to do my own research? If I just want to look at one place and see everything, especially if I'm kicking around on stupid Instagram looking at silly cat videos. Where do I go? New England Ski Update. Who's doing that? In part, this gentleman here, James Morrison. Sir, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Awesome. So, like I was saying before we started, I'm going to start the same way I always do. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do?
So, I'm James. I run the more of the content media side of New England Ski Update. My friend Liam Kircher, He runs the weather side of everything. So whenever you see Kircher's comments on the weathers, on the weather slides, that is his doing. So I make all the trail updates. I do some of the snowmaking reports. I maintain our website too. And yeah, that's about what we do.
Awesome. So how, or really why do this? Why, what got you started? Where, what were you doing where you were looking up one day and had this epiphany and said, this is what I'm going to do? How'd you get there?
Yeah, so I go to school at Penn State, and first, like my sophomore year back when we started, I was just like, I had a notability file and I had only a few mountains. We go up to New Hampshire frequently to ski, so it's like Cannon, Wildcat, Brandon Woods, Attache area. Okay. And with that, I start out with like just putting those few maps in on a notability file and just keeping track of like what's open when as like a way to keep track of what it is like back home. And then eventually, that kind of grew because, into, Twitter because, when we first like, there's no one really doing anything like it. So, we figured, why not be the first? It's could be a service that people would use frequently that they probably, like, you look at the overarching bodies of, like, Ski Vermont and Ski New Hampshire. They're both great, but there's not really, like, a huge social media presence. So with that, we just created that as more, like, a greater social media presence.
Very good. And again, you bring up two places that are all, you know, equally as big, Ski Vermont and Ski New Hampshire. And yeah, that's all well and good. They are great. I know some of those folks at Ski New Hampshire, wonderful time, but you seem to, I mean, you do encompass everything and you're not just promoting mountains. Like you're giving out more information. I mean, you do some promotional work and like you said, social media work more than once. You've all reshared something of mine, which is kind of awesome, and I do appreciate it. I appreciate that quite a bit. SkierX Media loves all friends who help him out, even when they might not actually be trying. They just like what I do, which is fine, too. Awesome. So in school in PA, doing this about New England, you are a New Englander, too, I would assume then?
Yep, I'm from Massachusetts.
There you go. All right, so that, so he's legit. Not a poser trying to do this. Although you didn't you start touching on some PA stuff this season, last season, some season? Was that you?
Yeah, that was this year. So this the College Epic Pass is extremely cheap. Sure. So I had one of those and figured Penn State is in the middle of Pennsylvania. It's all around are the mountains, so every like Friday or so, no Friday classes, just go down, ski at different mountains. I really recommend Laurel Mountain. That one, it doesn't get a lot of, media recognition, but in terms of how similar it can be back to ones in New England, I'd say that's more like a Black Mountain, Pat's Peak type of mountain. It, certainly not as tall, but it has like the same feel as that.
Cool. And dude, that's part of it is the vibe. Like we're not all just, well, some of us are just out looking to see how much vertical we can get in the day, but some of us are looking for a certain vibe and we do that. Speaking of which, you do take on all comers. You do mention the Epic College Pass is a great price, but you do focus on everyone. So there's stuff from Epic, Icon, Indy. You just mentioned two Indy Mountains, as a matter of fact. And do you, you're riding Epic. Are you riding any of those other ones too, or no?
No, those are out of my price point, but
fair enough.
we'll do like an occasional day at, like this past year, we did day at Cannon, day at Gunstock, day at Bretton Woods. We had days planned at Black Mountain and Whaleback and Pleasant Mountain. Mm-hmm. But it was near, like beginning of March, and Mother Nature wasn't really cooperating at that point. So we kind of had to scrap those days.
Yeah, and that was a bummer, too, because I remember when you put out the schedule and you said, hey, we're going to be, you know, all over the place. And I saw Whaleback, and that, I think that was the first time I actually reached out to you all direct. I was like, dude, if you're going to be at Whaleback, I'm going to be at Whaleback, because 90% of the time, that's where I'm at. Right up the road from me, here in Enfield, New Hampshire. I'm always there. So you're like, yeah, well, you know, if you're there, we'll meet up. I was like, awesome. And we might have been doing this then. But for those who don't know, Whaleback shut down on the 14th of March, I believe. That was as far as they could make it. Being a lifty there some nights, it was a bummer at that point in the season to be standing there at the lift with other lifties just watching snow steam away. It's very upsetting. It's very sad. But what are you going to do? It's Mother Nature. So the reason I asked, and that was one of them, because you do have everyone there. And if you're not visiting them all, then you have to get your information somewhere. So let's talk about real quick the technical end of it. You put out openings, closings, what's going on here, there, and everywhere. How do you do it? How do you get all your information compiled and then decide, all right, I'm putting this out, I'm putting that out, I'm putting this over here?
So I go to each mountain's website individually. Opening, closings, it's some you can predict are going to open before others. So, you know, like, say, I need to check because Killington's usually one of the early ones, Sugarloaf.
Sure.
So you say, I'll check those first, and then we have sort of an idea on others opening late. Like, Whaleback, I usually don't check opening date, see if anything's posted until around December 15th.
Sure.
Because that's usually like Christmas vacation week.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, keeping trail updates in mind, well, I talked about it earlier, the document with all the maps on it.
Sure.
I write the trail number down at the top on each one. And then whenever that changes, I'll change that. I'll scroll through the list. And mm-hmm. So all the trails that are on the map are highlighted right now. If one closes, just unhighlight it. If one opens, highlight that. And then other ways to keep up is just looking at the social media for all the mountains. We follow everyone, and that's whenever we see stuff that, like, events that we think are cool or just cool pictures overall, we'll repost that too.
Awesome. It's a lot of work, I would imagine, going through all of them. Now, do you have any idea off the top of your head how many that you have to do? Like, do you know the exact number or not? Because I know it has changed, you know, at one, you know, a year or two ago, there was this many mount, you know, open, and then Granite Gorge and Tenney open back up. So now you add two in New Hampshire, and, you know, this over here closes, this almost closes. How many are there? Do you know?
I went through it one day. I think it was somewhere around 68.
Okay.
But it really helps if they don't change a lot, because
I
click it and roll.
I can imagine, and we're lucky that you know we've gone up a couple here in New England, not really down any, you know, and the ones that are down for the count stayed down, Maple Valley and so on and so forth. Shout out to whoever owns that now down in there in Brattleboro, Vermont. I would like to be the one who owned it. But alas, I can't. Also, Snow Valley is up for sale if anybody wants that in Wynn Hall, just between Bromley and Stratton. That's $2 million for that property. So if anybody has that or wants to give me $2 million so I can go buy it, I'm not opening it. I'm keeping it for myself. But I'll still send stuff here to James so he knows. gosh, man, not only is that a lot of work, and you could thank James and Liam at some point for doing the work so you don't have to. As part of Ski Rex Media, I considered doing something similar once, and it is time consuming. Like, how are you fitting that in between class? Like, are you, you're still in school, yeah?
Yeah, actually just finished my college career, so
okay,
done with that.
So you got a little more time. Great, but that's got to be a lot of work, man. Like, how do you find the time?
It's really just waking up and doing it, essentially.
Okay.
There's been days where I'll do it before I even go skiing, and it only takes, like, an hour. I don't take a while to get ready or anything.
Sure.
So I just wake up. Shower, get some breakfast, get ready, and just go through it. And then by the time, like maybe a few days into the season, I'll have enough where I just start typing the name of the website in, and then the link to the snow report is just immediately like first suggestion.
Okay.
And then for the snowmaking reports that we do, it's not really time consuming because it's essentially just some mountains will post like what they snowmake, and
sure,
others
sure.
Like Vail Resorts, they don't post what they're snowmaking on. So every once in a while we'll get comments saying, well, I can't believe they're not snowmaking, or I can't believe, or asking like what they're snowmaking on, but if it's not on the mountain report, we don't know. So
okay.
Essentially just if they report it, we'll just put that information in.
Very good. So you're able to do the work. It doesn't sound like it takes as much as I thought it did. So maybe that says something about me as a person who knows. What else we got going on over at the New England Ski Update? You guys did your tournament March Madness looking thing. That's a common bit. What made you get into that?
It was honestly, it started with we're doing our top 25 power rankings kind of based sure. off college football's power rankings. And then it felt like the only natural next, it was like, I think 5 or 6 weeks into the season we started doing it. We started assigning a point value to each ranking. And then we figured once it gets closer to March Madness, since everything's making brackets at that time of like, not even basketball, just like the fast food brackets and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, totally bad.
Just put that into a bracket, let people vote on it, and let people decide who will be like Mount of the Year.
Yeah, and it looks like it turned out pretty well. It does well, I assume. I mean, you've done it more than one. You know what? Let's get that question out of the way because I don't remember how many seasons have you been at this? Like this is, you're not new.
This is season three.
So still fairly new, but not brandy new, which is good.
Yeah.
And you've seen continued growth, I assume. Like you're still doing it. So you gotta be doing it for someone. So you're still seeing growth with, you know, I mean, use your words. What do the corporate guys say? Conversions and all this other stuff. You got someone looking at your stuff, and you know that, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And so they're doing it. If you go to their website, you want to throw out your URL because I don't know it offhand, even though I'm looking at it.
to be honest, I don't know it offhand either.
Good man.
But it's in our it's linked in our Twitter, X, and Instagram bios, and that's majority of where people find our information is social media.
Sure.
So we're just linked through there, and then they can find we write articles, we have different mountain profiles up, we have a whole list of defunct ski areas too and why they went defunct, and yeah, I think that's about it that we have on the website.
Absolutely. So definitely, if you're listening, go check out their social media first. Linked in the description, of course. Actually, that caught my eye because I brought up Maple Valley, and then I have your website up here as well on my screens, and I saw the defunct area list, so I shot down to Vermont real quick, and there is, you know, Maple Valley, and then there's also Snow Valley, which I mentioned. There's that other one, the Wind Hall Ski Bowl, which I just learned about. Timber Ridge, my buddy's parents live right across the street from that, basically. Hogback, all these places that I've seen closed for years and years. Mount Tom, which is right around the bend from here. Very interesting. You know, I mean, it's a little bit of information, but it's more of what you need. They're going to tell you what's open. They're going to tell you what's closed on social media, which is where everybody's eyes land. It's very fast to do it that way. That's the beauty of it. Social media isn't just weird influencer girls and boys who are teenagers doing dances and stuff. It can be used for good. And James and Liam are using it for good. So you guys ski or ride?
We ski.
We ski. What are we doing when we ski? Are we just riding groomers? Are we hitting trees? What are we doing?
Do a little bit of everything. Really depends on the day. And depends on the conditions, too.
Sure.
Usually early in the season, start out on groomers, and then as more and more snow piles up, then we'll go off into the glades and just cruise through there.
Cool. So that's the beautiful thing here is one of the things has happened most often with guests is that we find on the Ski Rex Media podcast is that they are legitimate folks, not just posers looking to make a buck. Not that I have a problem with the poser lifestyle. Do it. I embrace it. People call me a poser all the time. And well, not really people, person. And that person has long since been dealt with. But James and Liam are out here and they're doing it. Now, they might be cheating a little. If they're looking up the information to give everybody else, they have it first so they know where to point the car in the morning, which must be brilliant, right? No?
Yeah, we always check the information. Then we usually try get out in the morning where
– sure.
If you're skiing, like, show up at 8, we're probably not going to have that information out there unless we're actually skiing that day. So usually just, yeah, like, if you're going, like, right to the mountain, getting there early, just go to the mountain websites. On our website, we have the link to the conditions for every single mountain, too.
Well, there you go. So no matter how you want to do it, James and Leah, the New England Ski Update, have it set up for you. If you want to wait till it pops up on their social media, great. You want to run to their website, get those links, great. Again, they've done the work for you. I don't think I've in like 2 or 3 seasons have been to a, well, no, that's not true. I've had to go to mountain websites for other things, but never conditions. But then I'm kind of a roll of the dice kind of person. I'll just kind of go and see what happens. That's great, man. Sounds like it's a let's do it like this. It sounds like you guys do it for the love of it. Now, are you enjoying it to the point where you're going to keep going, or are you starting to hate it? Let's be honest.
We're going to keep going. I mean, he absolutely loves the weather portion of it, so I don't think he's going to stop that. And it keeps me on my toes when I go out there, so I keep doing that.
That's awesome. And I kind of figured that's what you were going to say or something like that. That's why I threw it out there. Just kind of messing around. Awesome. Cool. So New England Ski Update. Find it on Instagram, find it on X or Twitter if you're like me and forget that the name changed. Find them everywhere. Put it into your Google search engine. It'll pop up. It's right there. And it's very easy to find. Sir, anything else you want to get out there before I let you get on with your evening?
Not really. I mean, by the time this comes out, we'll be in the middle of giving out awards for the season. We're doing one for each region. So one for Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, And then we're looping together Connecticut and Rhode Island because otherwise each year in Rhode Island it's just gonna be Yagoo Valley. So
So what is this? What are we talking about? Awards? What are we talking criteria? What are we talking about? What you're doing? Tell us exactly what that entails. What you're doing with that?
The pace of it really depends on how quickly the graphics get made. So I know we have Mountain of the Year again, which obviously Sugarloaf is going to be that of Maine because it's voted on.
Okay.
Then we, for like stuff like that, we look at like how much they were open like the entire year, back with like snow quality. How much did they have any trouble that they faced? I know Big Moose up in Maine, they during that early storm, they lost all their snowmaking capability for the winter.
Okay.
So we look at
Wow.
like how they're able to like push through that. I know yeah, stuff like that. And we also have Independent Mountains of the Year, Small Mountain of the Year, best snowmaking, best grooming, best snow overall. So we don't get the chance to visit like every place each year, but
Yeah.
we do our best to try and get out to a few of them.
Fair enough, man. Well, there you go, everybody. Tune in, and depending on when this comes out, which will actually probably be the 8th, I might have to have bumped this up. I'm having a little trouble getting the kids episode done, my friends. The teens and tweens hat trick this year. Kids are busier than adults sometimes, I'm telling you. It's crazy. So tune in, check out New England Ski Update, all of James and Liam's stuff, to see where your favorite mountain landed for awards, dude. I hope you keep it up, man. Keep up the good work. You know, I'm sure you've seen on Instagram, Ski Rex Media. I like all your stuff because I well, as much as it as I see, because even I can't be on there all the time. I'm telling you, for the social media aspect, you're definitely working harder than I am. But it's good and it's got a lot of information, and I obviously enjoy it, and not just because you repost, reshare some of my stuff. You what you're doing is good and I enjoy it. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody. I'm gonna let James go here and I'll come back to do the closing. Dude, one more time, man. Thanks a lot, bud. I'll have all his links in the description too.
Right, thank you for having us on.
And there he goes, James Morrison from New England Ski Update. Shout out to his partner, Liam Kircher, also part of New England Ski Update. The two guys, they run the whole thing, the website, the social media. They gather all the information. They look up the weather. They do the whole thing, as James was talking about. Very cool. Great little site. Great little social media account to follow. I see everything that, that's where I go mostly. If I want to see an opening day, a closing day, or what have you, quick information, that's where I go, as I was saying during the episode. Their website, their URL, which we didn't know during the episode, is linked in the description. NESkiUpdate.wixsite.com. I'm looking at it now. So you don't necessarily have to write that down or memorize that now. The link is in the description. And as I always say, look at the description when you get out of the car. If you're listening in the car, don't drive and look at your phone. It's very bad. NESkiUpdate.wixsite.com. But as James said, it's just much easier for them and you if you go to their Twitter or you go to their Instagram. Again, their links are there and easy to find. Just put in New England Ski Update and they will come up quick. Right. As James said, by the time this debuts, they're doing their award season, their award sessions, giving out awards for the New England Ski Mountains as they see fit, voted by their users. Very awesome, very cool, a lot of fun, a little interactive. And you can see that now again on their website and their social media profiles. But it is the end of the season. We only have a few things open, and that includes Ski Rex Media. Ski Rex Media never really closes. I close down for the day, but I kind of go throughout the season. I really do. And while we were talking about the New England Ski Update today, for me, it's going to be Ski Rex Media Waterfall Division, Ski Rex Media Hiking Division, maybe even a little Ski Rex Media Road Trip Division. or travel division. I haven't figured all that out yet. Plus, a couple other things are going to be coming along. Like I said, there's going to be new additions to the Patreon account, the Patreon page. We're going to set up for next season. I've already set up two guests for the Ski Rex Media podcast for next season. I'm looking into my trips. I'm going to get 100%, I'm sure of it this year. I say it every year. I'm going to get all six New England states. And since we're talking New England Ski Update, I'm updating you. I will get them. Shout out to Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Maine. Those are the three states that I haven't skied in, and I want to get all six in one season. I'm also planning, and I'm going to start planning with the fine folks over there at Bonjour Quebec, getting me up into Quebec. The Canadian invasion will be next season. That is my goal. I suppose I should get out there and get that passport done and dealt with during the summer so I have it for the winter, right? Right. Thank you for listening to Ski Rex Media. I hope you continue sticking with Ski Rex Media even through this off season in the summer and in the fall and, of course, into next season to see if I actually pull off those trips and those challenges and all that good stuff. And there's going to be more people, some new, some returning, for the Ski Rex Media podcast next season. Right? Right. I am Tim from Ski Rex Media. As always, follow, subscribe, share it with your friends, and I will see you out there, whether it's during the summer, during the preseason, or if we're all skiing and riding again. I'll see you out there, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a good day, man. Later.